It's Focus on Africa. I'm Audrey Brown. Stay with us for the rest of the hour. Sierra Leone's Fatima Mada Bio. She is the first lady, and she's denied allegations that billions of leones, that is hundreds of thousands of US dollars, have been illegally used to furnish the office of the first lady. The allegations, which are made by the US-based organization Africanist Press, also say the same office received millions of dollars from the National Treasury, despite it not being a public office. Umaru Fofana has been looking at the allegations.
I'm sitting in my car along the Freetown Peninsula. This is Bendembu Junction. Here, overlooking the Atlantic Ocean, is a three-story cream-colored building. On its gate is a palm print with the inscription, "Hands off our girls." There are armed security personnel keeping guard outside the building. This is the office of the First Lady of Sierra Leone.
Billions of leones, that is hundreds of thousands of US dollars, are alleged to have gone into furnishing the office of Fatima Mada Bio, as contained in the Africanist Press. The publication says the amount is part of millions of dollars from the Central Treasury that have gone into running an office which is not a public office and so cannot and should not be funded with taxpayers' money. Cherna Alfaba is the editor-in-chief of the Africanist Press. He gave me the highlights of their report via WhatsApp from the United States.
In the last 2.5 years of the administration, at least a total of $3 million of government funds were illegally disbursed to the office of the First Lady. We were able to see that, for example, in 2018, a total of $789,000 that were disbursed from the consolidated fund to the organization. We have spent in 6 months on furnishing the office of the First Lady, on questions of electronic equipment, on fuel, travel tickets, and hotel accommodation costs for foreign guests of the president's wife. So according to the laws of Sierra Leone, the financial regulations, a non-state institution, is not authorized to receive public funding.
But Fatima Bio has strenuously denied any wrongdoing.
You are in my office, and I don't think you can spend 700. I don't even know how much the money was that he was talking about. What I have here, I have a desk, I have a sofa chair for people to sit, and I have a conference table here. It's definitely not true.
Chernobyl has further alleged that money that should have gone into the fight against the widespread sexual abuse of girls went into ostentatiousness.
The public money that was given to the organization for the fight against rape and teenage pregnancy were mostly spent on personal shopping needs. But most importantly, both the disbursement, the budgetary allocations were in violation of the finance laws of the country, and the utilization of the funds, you know, did not follow the finance regulation, especially the Public Finance Management Act.
The First Lady explained to us how she receives money for the running of her office.
As far as I know, every First Lady before me, when they want something, they go to State House and they write. The office of the First Lady is part and parcel of the presidency. So if you want a table, you write to the office of the president. They buy the table and they bring it. How it is sourced, who sourced it, how much was paid, that is not my own concern because they don't consult me on those things.
So the office did receive funding from the Consulate Revenue Fund, but through the office of the president. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying my office writes to the office of the president. So where they got the money from, I don't know. I wasn't there. Well, I don't know where they took it from.
How about when you launched your Hands Off Our Girls campaign, which is to protect young girls against predatory men, you invited some West African first ladies to attend. Did you pay for their flights and accommodation?
I paid for the accommodation. That is what happened to when I visit them. The president of the Republic of Sierra Leone puts together the Hands Off Our Girl campaign. I am the face of the project.
So you're sure that all the procurements that happened legally, procedurally?
Like I said, those are questions that only the office of the president can answer.
I contacted the office of the president through the head of communication, Dr. Patrick Mwana. He assured me that the information minister would talk. Following a meeting at State House, apparently on the interview request, Information Minister Mohamed Rahman Souare called me to say no one would take the interview. I contacted the head of the Anti-Corruption Commission, Francis Ben Kaifala, to know whether or not they had looked into the matter. Not yet, he said, adding, and I quote, The office is captured under audit and we will do our part as part of that review process.
Umaru Fofana reporting there. Now back